I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Casper. He was on our show a couple of weeks ago. Kennedy met this guy online, had set up to go on a date, and then ghosted him.
Well, the first one I canceled, and then the second one I ghosted him.
So I called him.
Like you do.
And wanted to get his story and how he felt about getting ghosted. And after talking to him, we all thought he was a perfect gentleman. And you said you were going to go out on a date with him.
Yes.
You scheduled to go out on a date with him.
Yes.
Here's the audio of what that sounded like.
I will have to say, she did take ghosting to the next level.
How so?
So the next one, she says, she goes, I'll tell you what, I'll make it up to you. I got tickets to the Red Sox game this Saturday. Would you go with me? Sure, absolutely. You know, I've never met her before, and you know, but yeah, we'll go. So I'm waiting around all week. No text. Come Saturday, I got my Red Sox cap on.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Kennedy.
I'm standing on Yawkey Way and texting her, wondering where we're going to meet.
Are we meeting at Gate D?
I can't.
Gate B?
I can't.
So that's Casper, who Kennedy ghosted and then made a date with.
It's a good sport.
You were supposed to go out last night.
Yes.
Did you go out on the date?
I did.
Wow. Proud of you.
Yeah, I had gone out for lunch that afternoon, and I went home and took a little nap, and then I got up, I got ready, and went over to meet him. I called the water taxi. It said 20 minutes. I was like, what?
Uh-oh, that's too much time. Too much time.
What?
I needed something that was four or under.
So we met in the seaport at King's. We were going to bowl.
Okay.
But we didn't end up bowling.
No?
No, because we got to talking.
Oh.
And the
did you bring your shoes?
No, but I did bring socks. I had socks in my
good,
purse.
Good.
So that's amazing.
Good.
I'm not even kidding. I had my Boston Bowl socks.
Yeah.
Yep, ready to
absolutely.
Go.
Always.
So, I forgot where I was going. Oh, so.
Bowling.
Yeah. So we didn't bowl because we were just talking, and he's so kind. He knew that I had an 8 o'clock out. So he was literally watching his watch the whole time to make sure, which I thought was very kind.
Yeah.
So we sat there and talked. I would try and get information out of him, and then he would somehow get it back to me.
Smart boy.
That's what you do. That's what you do on a
but
date. You
pivot,
questions.
pivot, always. Yep.
Pretty much.
Box out.
And I might be too honest in my first dates, which is why there might not be seconds sometime. But I feel like
well,
they need to
steps.
Know everything.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everything's out there already. You know, if you do a search for me, you can find anything. And he
right.
said he didn't want to search anything. He didn't want to listen. He didn't Google search me because he wanted
right.
everything to be organic, was his word.
Oh,
okay.
Stop.
Okay. So let me ask you this, then. This is the question about Casper, the guy you ghosted and finally went out on a date with last night. Did you make a second date at the end of the date?
We sort of did, yes. We were looking at our calendars and we figured there was a date that would work.
So that's a no.
No.
So you did not make a firm date, a second
We sort
date.
Of did, yeah.
No,
but we
no,
didn't
no.
put down
no.
time or where we were
so
going.
So you did not.
And if they did, I might not remember it. I had a little bit.
I would like to. I would like the judge to have the witness answer in the affirmative or the
yes.
negative.
Did
it's
you,
either a yes or a no.
no. Did you make a second date?
We said we would see each other on Sunday.
No,
we just
no, no,
didn't
no.
say when.
But so no.
What do you mean no?
You did not make a firm,
date time.
I will meet you at this time, at this place, for this.
I'm
yes
going to say
no.
no we
is
did
this
not.
Poor man okay. going to be wandering through the botanical garden?
Right.
Waiting
his,
for me.
With his fly catcher or whatever, butterfly
his
net.
His magnifying glass.
I don't know
glass.
What you guys are going to do on this date.
Right. So would you like for me to read a text I sent to Annie?
Oh, boy.
Yes. Was this last night after the date?
During.
Yeah. During.
Oh. You text during the date?
Sure did.
Oh, this is bad. This is going nowhere.
I showed it to him, so I'm not worried about it. I said, so Casper's cute and hilarious, and he already kissed me at the bar.
What?
I was so happy.
Well,
you guys
you
kissed?
Yes.
So you kissed but did not make a second date.
We sort of made a second date. I'm just saying
there's
we
no
didn't.
Sort of.
They didn't. We didn't plan it, like, because I had to go, and it wasn't like we didn't know what we
Kennedy,
wanted to
the
do.
The only reason we say that you didn't because we know you and you have a tendency. The water taxi was 20 minutes. That was too long for you.
Too long. Without question.
Yes.
I got an Uber.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're this person. You need to. You have to have plans, and if you
yeah,
don't,
have
you're
seen
let
my
it go.
Calendar? I can't.
You
I can't
clearly
do
had,
anything
you
till
clearly
Sunday.
Had a date.
Sunday.
And you could have put a time down, but you didn't.
Yeah, I think that's
there's a block there reason. There's a block.
Sounds like he's a wonderful gentleman, but it just didn't click for you.
I don't know that that's true.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know that that's true.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm just saying that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
my
telling
opinion
you
too.
What to
we
do.
We had a nice time.
Yeah.
He was very funny.
Yeah, I'm not saying
he's
it sounds
a
like
he's a good person.
Sure. Yeah. But if you wanted to,
good kisser.
You would have made a
yes.
I guess. If you wanted to, you would have made the date. You know, you see, you know
sorry,
what I'm saying?
I don't know what else to say. We were
no, you don't have to say
both
anything.
A little kind of tipsy. I was waiting for my Uber.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Water taxi took too long.
He might have wanted to make out more. I don't know what to say.
Well, so you started texting Annie more. Still a good kisser.
No.
Got it's my like Uber. My kid's out on a date. Go, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.